This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, several weeks ago, I connected to GCN as I normally do in the morning, and I said, is our instructor here? I'm here. Is our instructor here? And Patrick said, no. Okay.
Well, actually, it was sometime into the show.
Yeah. And so we decided that, okay, what are we going to do? And Patrick said, well, I can do it. I said, great. Okay. So no safety net. Patrick had never been on the air with me before. And what typically happens with the broadcast engineers is, you know, they run the broadcast, but very few of them really want to come on the air. How do I know? Because I've asked them over the years, hey, you want to come on the air with me and talk about what you do? No. And they're polite, but they prefer to be behind the scenes. So Patrick just stepped up as a typical USA Preparers instructor would do. And got on the microphone and unrehearsed, no talking points. We just did the broadcast, and it was great. And then during the commercial announcements, sometimes and before the broadcast, sometimes I get a few minutes to talk with our engineers. And I was talking to Patrick, and I said, "So Patrick, you know, it must be kind of fun. You guys go into the GCN break room and you know, get a chance to swap stories and, you know, talk about the broadcast, the instructors and what they've said and, you know, what the topics are and those kinds of things." And I said, "I'll bet that's a lot of fun." He said, Yeah. And I said, "So do you find that you agree or disagree? You know, do the engineers agree or disagree with what the hosts are saying?" Now, here's why I said that. Now, imagine having a job where you really don't say anything, but you're hearing things that you might disagree with. What would that be like? Gosh, must be tough. So I asked him if he agrees or disagrees with the hosts, and he said, "Well, Vinny, you know, I don't," and I'm paraphrasing, "I don't always agree with what you say." So my response was, "What? Are you kidding? You don't agree?" And I'm being serious, because why? Well, because based on my experience, based on my time on this planet, things I've seen, witnessed, done, I think I'm right. Honest to God, I think I'm right. And I don't say things that I think are wrong. So what you hear coming out of my mouth are things that I absolutely, positively believe are true. So Patrick said that he doesn't always agree with me. So I said, "Well, okay, why don't we go on the air together and let's talk about it?" So here we are. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you.
So, Patrick, let me ask you. And Gwyneth is with us, right? She dialed in and we called her back.
She's
right
here. Yeah.
So Gwyneth is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
So, hello. How are you?
Great. So we're going to talk about things that our hosts may not agree with that we say here on USA Prepares. Now, we have some conservative views. I don't know what you'd call them now, whether you'd call them liberal or what. But, you know, libertarian, you know, freedom loving, that's certainly our viewpoint. Not liking what the blue team does, that's certainly our viewpoint in many, many cases. So, Patrick, what is it that I've said that you don't agree with? Why don't we start with just one of those topics?
Well, we were starting with talking about millennials, and we had a chance to talk a little bit yesterday during one of the...
Hello,
can you hear me? Gwyneth, can you hear me? Are you hearing me? Vince, are you still there?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, okay. Please continue, Patrick.
I can't hear anybody else.
Can you hear me, Gwyneth?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Great.
Yeah, so we were talking during one of the breaks and just about some of the things that you say about millennials, which I feel are a bit unnecessarily disparaging, and you had the chance to clarify more what you meant, and I clarified more what I meant. Recreating that now would be good, but...
Why don't we do that? Do you want to do that? Or do you want me to?
Yeah, if you're able to, yeah.
Sure,
that'd be cool.
Sure. What I said to Patrick was that in my experience, millennials don't know how to do some things that I think they should know how to do. But and let me give you some examples, and I'll tell you why I think they don't know how to do some of those things. For example, something as simple as changing the air filter on an automobile, the one that they're driving.
Yeah.
Changing the oil on the vehicle that they're driving, knowing when to change the oil on the vehicle that they're driving, that they tend not to do. Now, these are experiences that I've seen with millennials whom I know. Okay, now, why is that? Now, I blame my generation for much of that. I blame the government for much of that. I blame the school systems for much of
that. Yeah.
And here's why. Parents, my generation, you know, we had it better than, I have it better than my parents. Why? Because I didn't go up through most of the Depression. I didn't have to go without food like many who lived through the Depression like my parents didn't. They'd have coupons for, you know, flour and sugar and meat. They'd have, you know, ration coupons. Well, we didn't have to do that. If we could afford it and we worked hard enough to come up with the money, we could buy those things. We didn't have to not only have the money, but have the coupons. We didn't have, you know, we just had to have the money. All right. So we wanted it better for our children than our, and just like our parents wanted our lives to be better, we wanted our children's lives to be better. So some of us, not me, thought that it'd be better to just buy things for our children rather than have them earn them. That was a disservice.
Yeah, that was a disservice.
Our children, like for example, our daughter, when she was the first to learn how to operate a vehicle. Well, in order to do that, she had to do certain things, like sign a contract with me, a legitimate contract that said she would do certain things, like she would do all the maintenance on the vehicle that she was driving, including checking the tire pressures, including learning how to change a flat tire, including changing the oil, replacing the brakes, adding refrigerant to the air conditioning system should it need it. Whatever the vehicle needed, she had to do it. Now, it didn't mean I'd say, okay, well, it's a problem with the car. You figure out what the problem is and how to fix it. That wasn't the case. The case was, wow, it looks like we have a flat tire. So let's learn how to change that together. Now, here's what we're going to do. Actually, here's what you'll be turning the wrench. Okay, here's why you do what you do. Here are the safety considerations when it came to the oil changes. Okay, here's why we change the oil when it's hot. Here are the cautions. Here's the kind of oil we're using because here are the reasons. Here's the kind of oil filter we're using. Here's why we jack up the car. Here's why we set the parking brake. Here's why we chalk the wheel so it doesn't roll back over you and kill you. I mean, so I did all those kinds of things with our daughter. Now, some people said that, boy, that's really cruel and unusual punishment. How can you make your daughter do those kinds of things?
To be fair, Vincent, did anyone actually say that to you?
Yes.
Really?
As a matter of fact, yes. Yes, I was hauled into the dean's office. Our daughter started attending college. She was homeschooled, started attending college at the age of 14, taking courses that she liked. I ended up in the dean's office, and our daughter showed the contract to the dean. He pulled it out and said, "You really make your daughter do this?" I said, "Absolutely." Absolutely. And he said, "You know, that's over the top. That's unfair. That's unusual. Really?" And I said, "You know what, Dean, I didn't get an owner's manual when our daughter showed up. So I'm figuring this out on the fly, and I'm doing what I think is best. for her and our family. And by the way, she's our daughter, not yours.
Yeah.
So it didn't go over so well. Yeah. But no, I got, yes, that's absolutely the truth. And so, yeah. And to this day, our daughter will call us and say, you know, here's the symptoms that I think here's what I need to do. And we'll talk about her. She has her own home. We'll talk about her heat pump system and why, you know, we'll review the symptoms and what I think is wrong, what she thinks is wrong. And I'll say, well, okay, why don't you test this, 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 and this? And then you can call me back and we'll talk some more. So she has a fundamental knowledge of how things work. But I don't think that that was common.
No, I don't think it was either. And, yeah, I'm sure there were not just, like, baby boomer parents who just had everything done for their kids and didn't teach them anything. I think there was also just a lot of broken homes and parents who didn't really care. I guess what I've seen of folks around my age and younger is things needing to be done anyway and not having money, not having a safety net, and needing to make things happen. I've traveled all over the country, and especially in places like in the Rust Belt, like Toledo or Buffalo, New York, like young people spearheading like community gardens or like, you know, the city not really caring about people squatting, so like renovating houses and things like that, and you know, skill sharing and things like that, because the need was there. And that's largely been my experience. Are there those millennials out there who are really just into their smartphone and having everyone do things for them? Sure. I don't really know that many of them.
Okay, that's what I see. For the most part, I see a highly educated group of young people. I mean, they're educated more than previous generations. They spend more time in school. They have more school debt. And they are addicted to their smartphones. You take their smartphone away from them, and they have trouble with most things. Like, how far is it from here to there? Well, they'll look it up on their phone.
Well, that's an interesting point there, because with access to the internet, if someone has the desire, they can get as good as a college education or better just with the desire to learn.
I agree with that. College, I think, in many circumstances, is overrated. Let's have Gwyneth weigh in when we come back from these commercial announcements.
Okay.
We're talking with Patrick and Gwyneth Isaacs, and we're talking about millennials. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about millennials, and, maybe I was overly critical on millennials. However, I do feel that we adults failed our millennials. One thing that we did not do, well, we weren't strict enough, okay? We let them have so much freedom that maybe they went outside the envelope.
To be fair, I think there were plenty of baby boomer parents that were just straight up abusive as well.
Oh, sure. And you can read the news about that. But, a lot of parents wanted our children to have it better. And having it better meant that's dirty work. And, boy, maybe we could get someone to do that for us. And maybe raking the leaves, that's kind of, well, heck, maybe we shouldn't do that to our children. Maybe we should hire somebody to rake the leaves and mow the lawn and wash the cars and clean out the gutters and, those kinds of things. We did some really dumb things, my generation, and that would be the baby boomers. We pulled marksmanship classes or clubs out of schools. And you learned, heck, during, I'm talking about shooting rifles, 22s, in school, okay, in marksmanship clubs. And you'd learn about gravity. You'd learn about a trajectory. You'd learn about pressure of, the cartridges. You'd learn about rifling. You'd learn a lot of things. Okay. Oh, we took that out, and then we took out classes in trades, like auto mechanics. Heck, we don't need to get dirty, you know, getting grease under our fingernails with auto mechanics or, heck, plumbing. That's pretty disgusting. And what about carpentry? Well, you know, you get a lot of splinters, and that's hard work. And electricity gets shocked. And masonry, boy, that's heavy, and your hands get all beat up. So we've gradually pulled out those kinds of trade classes from the public schools. And then you add to that, as you mentioned, Patrick, broken homes. That's really tough. How do we get broken homes? Well, economy's a big player. And that television, sure, yeah, you know, the grass is always greener. That other woman's always better than the one we've got. Heck, let's dump ours and get that new one. You know, heck, get 222s for a 44, right? I mean, that's the kind of thing that was going on.
Yeah, and then, you've made that one point in there, though, a few times I've noticed on your show about taking certain classes out of public school, and that's mm-hmm. absolutely right. I got a terrible education, I do think there is room for the individual. Like, the individual has the tools available to compensate mm-hmm. and learn those skills. Like, you mm-hmm. can still learn carpentry, you can still learn plumbing, and the need is still there. And if you're broke, you're not going to have someone come and mow your lawn for you. You're going to do it yourself. Or, like, you know, if you live in the city like I do, you'll get ticketed. So you mow the lawn.
Let me give you one more point, and then I'd love to hear what Gwyneth has to say. Yeah. So I went into an auto parts store with our son. And so there's three or four guys just kind of leaning on the counter there, you know, behind the counter. They're all dressed in the, you know, the shirts of the day, the color of the uniform of the auto parts store. So they're in uniform, so it's easy to figure out who they are. Not only are they on the other side of the counter from the customers, but they're all dressed alike. So I'm waiting for our guy to go, you know, in the back and get the part. And so I said to these young guys, so do you guys have you opened up all the boxes, you know, back there and looked at all these parts and, you know, get familiar with them? No. Why? Well, they don't pay us enough to do that. So, okay. And I said, you know, when I was your age, I was behind the counter. I did what you did at an independent auto parts store, and I opened up every box. And what happened was, when I first started that position, you know, the regular customers would come in, and I'd say, may I help you? And they go, no. I'll wait for Tom. Tom was the guy who had plenty of experience. He'd been there for 20, 30, 40 years, and he knew everything. They didn't want this young guy to help him because I didn't know very much. Well, I opened up every box. Pretty soon they were asking for me because I knew everything that we had. So if they come in and put a part on the counter and say, hey, do you have one of these? I go, yeah, we have three of them, and good, better, and best quality. Here they are. Let me get them for you. And, you know, they like that. But the guys that at the auto parts store today say, no, they don't pay me enough for that. Now, those are all millennials.
That's true, though. They don't pay them enough.
Well, they paid me $1.85.
Yeah, but what does that translate to in today's
money? I don't know. Not very much. I mean, you know, living at home, I could, and after school wages, that would be fine. But, you know, yeah, you're right. You're right. It's not a lot of money, but that's what they pay.
Yeah.
So, but if they wanted to rise to the top of that class behind the counter, they open up every box. But no, they're not paid enough for that. That was their attitude. And I think it's a bad attitude. And my son said, he said to me, hey, Dad, if they worked for you, you'd fire them, wouldn't you? I said, you bet. You bet. I'd fire them right now. We'll be right back. Gwyneth, you're up next.
Yep. Hi, Dad.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, Gwyneth, your turn to weigh in.
Hi. I have two teenage sons. And one of them is about 14 and the other one is about 16. so. I guess they would probably count in the millennial generation. But I would like to,
Glennis, we're getting an echo. Patrick, are you hearing this echo as well?
Try it now.
Okay, yeah, let's try it now. Go ahead, Glennis. No, we still have it. Are you on speaker?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, let's continue, and hopefully we can solve this echo problem. Go ahead.
Okay. I have two teenage sons. One of them would be 14, and the other one would be about 16. And I suppose that would count for the millennial generation. Probably at the lower end of it, but I'll just tell you some observations of what I've seen of my sons and their colleagues at the public training camp, and also the prison warders at the public training camp. Oh, sorry, I was supposed to say teachers.
Yes.
But anyway, the teachers at the school, oh gosh, I'll start with the students, all right? The students, my sons would probably be the exception rather than the rule at their school, okay, because they tend to stand out in their class. They tend to stand out because if there's anyone has a disagreement with the way that things are run at the school, it tends to go back to one or both of my sons, usually the older one. And, he's independent-minded, and he has a very, very high IQ of about 145, and, can mentally run rings around most of his teachers, and that tends to get him into trouble because his teachers don't think that it's fair that he actually knows more than they do on a lot of topics. And the teachers, I would say, mostly would come from the baby boomer and maybe the Generation X generation. And some of them, the worst of them, have actually been in the town for, not only were they born in the town, they went to the school in the town, and they graduated from the school in the town, and they went to teachers' college, and then they came back to the school in the town, and they have never been to anywhere else in their professional life other than the school in the town. And I said, well, how much life, I said this to my son the other day, I said, how much life experience do you think that gives that teacher? And he said, probably not much. And I would say, you're probably right. Now, for example, this very same teacher, shall I embarrass her by putting her name on the air?
Well, let's not. Let's not for today.
I won't for today. But anyway, I will tell you the story there because it's rather amusing. My son's school is the only school in the local district. And otherwise he would have to travel, a ridiculous distance into the nearest really big town to go to one of the schools there. But the local school has been declared one of a United Nations safe school. And Jesus Christ got it absolutely right when he said, when you hear the words peace and safety, know that sudden destruction cometh. You know Jesus said that? So whenever I hear anyone talking about peace, safety, prosperity, security, peace and safety, I tend to get a little bit nervous. And you know what a safe school is? Let me give you a clue. They only have one type of bathroom there. That's what type of school a safe school is. They're all into their social justice warrior. And, you know, they have classes on, sexual health and mental health. And today they had one of these mental health classes. And my son came home and said, oh, guess what, Mum? Half of my grade got suspended today. And I said, what? What did they do? And I quite literally laughed because I said, oh, here we go. This will be fun. They had one of these mental health classes in the school, okay? And the response for half of his grade, which was grade 10, was that the class just didn't show up for the whole class. They knew it was scheduled. They knew what it would be like. They knew that it would be a whole hour or so of them getting propaganda shoved down their throats, so they decided they just weren't going to do it. So they passed the class, hell around, and came up with $20 and headed for the local chip shop.
And Gwyneth is in Australia, class, so this is not happening in the United States, at least in this discussion. It probably is somewhere in the United States, yeah. But we're talking about Australia.
This is in Australia.
Now, how does this...
Government United Nations-sponsored program called Safe Schools.
Now, Gwyneth, are you relating this story because you're saying that it's not necessarily the young people's fault because they're being indoctrinated with these ridiculous kinds of concepts?
Right.
They're not learning things?
I believe it is also the cell phones, okay? But you definitely notice the difference between the children who are homeschooled and not vaccinated and the children who have always been to the local state school and have received all their shots. They're definitely two different groups of people.
Patrick, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. Do you think that that's true?
I don't really have an opinion on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember going up to a young lady at Sam's Club. She's a young girl. And I said, you know, I could tell from about 100 feet away that you're homeschooled. Is that true? And she said yes. And, you know, I carefully approached this young girl because I didn't want her to think that I was some kind of a predator. I talked to her mother and said, I kind of asked her mother and her that same question at the same time. And I said, you know, you can see a difference with young people who are homeschooled. They don't seem to have this ADHD. They seem to be very deliberate about the things that they're doing. Their attention is focused in the, you know, the direction that it should be at the time. At least that's my take. And so, Patrick, are there other things that you and I disagree with? Because it sounds like we really don't disagree too much on the millennials. Because I believe that it's the fault of the adults in a large way as to why some millennials don't know things that I think they should know.
I think it's an interesting topic worth exploring in the future. Like, there are different nuances to it and different aspects to it that are kind of interesting. Put down the baby boomers entirely because, they invented things like acid. That was a joke. But,
talking about Timothy Leary. And if you ask one of our instructors, Rick Miller, he'll tell you all about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's a conversation that, is worth exploring more. I don't think I mean to, like, put down anyone or put the blame on anyone, but it's more like, why come down on millennials when it's not all of them anyway, just as it wasn't all the baby boomers anyway. It was a group that gave everyone sort of made everyone look bad, you know?
Yeah, it gave us all a rash. You know, and when you talk about the baby boomers, my generation, the Wall Street crowd that, you know, originally started ripping people off, I mean, that's atrocious. It's absolutely atrocious what they've done. And the corporate greed.
Yeah.
Where you have CEOs of corporations making, the CEO of Disney at one time made $81 million a year. Really? What makes him worth $81 million a year compared to some other CEO of some other corporation that might be making $500,000 a year? And the CEO of United States of America Corporation, sometimes called the president, makes like $400,000 a year. Okay, I mean, without bribes and kickbacks and payoffs and, you know, whatever else they may increase their compensation by. But what I'm saying is the corporate greed that has shifted the American dream outside of America. For example, the companies that have shifted jobs, like Nike, you know, with their sneakers, and Craftsman tools. Now, where are they made? A lot of them are made in China. Heck, Craftsman tools made in China. So how is that young guy who wants to get his high school diploma, work at the factory that makes those tools, how's he going to do that when the company's no longer making tools in this country? How's he going to do that? So the corporate greed of the boards of directors and CEOs and upper management of corporations that used to make things in this country that have actually shifted those jobs outside the country for their own personal benefit. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage.
It is, but I guess I would take that one step farther of it's they exported it to other places where they could exploit and abuse people, and I am interested in the abuse of workers overseas as well. And I feel a certain amount of responsibility if it's perpetrated by an American company. I thought it was so interesting. A couple of years ago, I bought a Blue, you know, the microphone company Blue. It's a Blue microphone, like a Snowball. It was on sale at Radio Shack for $40. And I was like, as far as technology goes, this represents something big. It's a USB microphone. This opens up the door to so many different, like, podcasters and people who do vlogs, like, to get their voices out there. But at the same time, that it's this revolutionary piece of... we're going into a break.
Let's talk more about it when we come back. Gwyneth's with us, Patrick's with us, and I'm Vin Finelli.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
Why are today's hot?
Why are you got your...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So class, I blame the lack of information that has been imparted to the millennials on the government, school systems, parents, corporations, and individual greed. I mean, to name a few. And Patrick said something that I think is very, very important. I think probably the most important thing from that he has said during this hour is this, and I'm paraphrasing. Now, Patrick, please correct me if I'm saying this wrong. But I believe you said something like this. Here's the meaning of what you said. The tools are available. So yeah. If you didn't learn it in school, you still have the opportunity, just like I do, just like Patrick does, just like Gwyneth does right now. And we are using these tools, the internet. You can learn a lot, and it's most of it's free. If you go to the library, it is free. You can download and learn and read and read and read till your heart's content. You can learn about everything. And those tools are available. So is college the most important? No, I don't think so. Is it the be-all, end-all? I don't think so. And when my university calls and begs for me for money, I go, oh, I'm so glad you called because this is about my refund, right? and they don't know what to say because I feel that my education was lacking. And I went to a top 40 university. I don't talk about what it is, but I went to a pretty good university at the time. I don't say, but okay. It was one of the top 40. Yeah, but it was a really good university at the time. But I still don't think I learned all the things that I needed to learn. I could have done better? Yeah. Should I have paid more attention? Yeah. Was it partly my fault? Yeah. However, I don't think they did their job the best they could either, for a lot of reasons. So did I say what you meant semi-accurately,
yeah,
Patrick?
Yeah, more or less.
The tools.
Yeah, I think we're at...
Do you really, want to expand?
Yeah, we're at a really interesting time in history where information is democratized and... I think that's frightening for a lot of folks that are at the top, because information is worth more than gold. You know,
mm-hmm. Gwyneth, your thoughts?
Okay, I think that a lot of the more aware students in the so-called education system and the public training camps are becoming aware of what a waste of time their days are. And a lot of them are just not showing up anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. beginning to happen on such a magnitude that, maybe the schools are, they're realizing that this is a problem where they can't just send CPS, they can't just send the police or the truant officer around for every single case, because it's, they have it's called a TAFE school in Bendigo, which is the nearest really, really big town. It's got about 120,000 people. And my son is supposed to, I think he goes to the one at Charlton, which is the next town up, on a Thursday, but he says, "Mum, nobody goes there." And I said, "Well, why does nobody go there?" And he says, "Because they don't teach anything." And I said, "That makes sense." And, it gets to the point where the schools are not teaching. The children feel like that they're wasting their time. They stop showing up. And, and they turn around and they say to their parents, "This is a waste of my time. It's a waste of your money." You know, we're just in a place where we're getting propaganda. I don't think they know that word. They're getting, they call it stupid, useless information. But I think it amounts to much the same thing. Yeah. They just haven't been raised with the word propaganda. They don't know what it really means, in my humble opinion.
When our children were at the public training...
They just get fed up with having stupid, useless information shoved down their throats.
When our children were at the public training camp, I said, "Well, tell me about your day." And they said, "Well, what'd you learn? Nothing." And how often do you hear those? "So what'd you learn today, son? Sweetheart, what'd you learn?" "Nothing." How often do you hear that? Every day, right?
Yeah.
Parents? Isn't that what we hear? Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
We got to do this again. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds great.
Gwyneth? You up for it?
Yep. That'll be great.
Yep. So let's take it apart and figure out the solutions right here on USA Prepares. Patrick, thank you so much for doing this today. Gwyneth, thank you for joining us.
Okay. See you later.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.